ham for the holidays, and an alternative to the electric grid. This is Hoosier Ag Today. I'm Greg Allen. Here on Thanksgiving Day, you may be having turkey with your loved ones, but many folks will be enjoying a delicious baked ham over the holidays as well. C.J. Miller reports on the push to drive more international demand for ham and other U.S. pork products in 2026.
Pork is still very robust. Even in light of all the headwinds in terms of geopolitics, demand for meat is strong.
And that's Andy Tower, Vice President of International Market Development for the National Pork Board. He's also an Indiana farmer based in Morgan County. Even though U.S. pork exports to China were down 13% in the first 7 months of this year, largely due to the trade war with China, Tower says he's encouraged by the recent trade agreement between the Trump administration and the Chinese government.
We've got a president that's having a conversation about trade, so it's kind of a double-edged sword. I mean, at least we're getting it out in front. A lot of the agreements announcements have been out thus far. We haven't saw a lot of the paper and a lot of the finer details behind it. And so we did see some positive moves in terms of 10% tariff reduction on pork into China. So that's an improvement, but we're still not back to the tariff levels we were a year ago. But we're very pleased where we sit getting closer to the end of the year.
Outside of China and the Asian market, Tower says the biggest areas for the continued growth for U.S. pork exports has been to our south.
Mexico, Central America, and South America continue to buy large volumes of U.S. pork, and really the Colombian market continues to really perform well and is really a kind of shining star here in 2025.
Tower adds that the National Pork Board is working with the U.S. Meat Export Federation and other groups to find new markets for U.S. pork in Africa.
As we think about population growth, the African continent is going to be the next big consumer. We do have some challenges in terms of cold chain and logistics, but again, last year I know USMEF was over in Ghana for a seminar, and so we're starting to lay some seeds over there, and we'll just have to continue to work on that market because it'll be strategically long-term. That could be a great opportunity for U.S. pork.
Read more and check out more of my conversation with Andy Tower. It's at HoosierAgToday.com. I'm C.J. Miller.